Welcome to the final season of Moonbase Theta Out. Before we begin, we have some special people to thank. To Becca B. and Sarah Mueller, our executive producers, and to our associate producers, Timothy Legron, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robert Kopp, Linda Boyer, Marty Chidorik, and June Madeley. To everyone who supported us on Seed and Spark, and all of our backers on Patreon. To everyone who has left us a kind review or told us through email or Twitter how much you've enjoyed our show. And to you for listening. Thank you. To the moon and back. And now, on with the show.
Moonbase Theta Out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 1, Contrary Moon. Please see the show notes for content warnings related to this episode. And we're back. Before we end tonight's broadcast, we've got Barnett Bell with a little Where Are They Now report, talking about the combined corporate Moonbase project. If you've forgotten what that was, who can blame you? It's almost a year now since the last of those bases were shut down and the crews brought safely back to Earth.
That's not actually...
I'm sorry?
That's not actually the case.
Well, you've been to the moon. I guess you'd know.
The combined corporate moon base project, once a shining hope in our skies, but now, 1 year after the shutdowns, a reminder of lost hopes and unfinished business on our only natural satellite. Unfinished because, despite rumors to the contrary, the shutdowns do not appear to have gone smoothly. This is a story of resources squandered, corporations locked in conflict, and moonbase crews left in stasis, awaiting retrieval to this very day.
That can't be right. They're not still—
It was protests by the families of personnel left behind that exposed this last oversight. The only response from the megas in charge has been that fuel shortages resulted in a delay in crew retrieval. A strange explanation, considering how much fuel has been generated on the moon itself.
Barnett.
There's been no further official response.
Barnett.
And with more recent shakedowns, it's uncertain who is even taking responsibility at this point.
Barnett.
However, my investigations have revealed an interesting possibility.
Barnett, thanks for that illuminating report.
Wait. Hold on.
You're out of time, but you'll hear more from Mix Bell and the rest of the Planetwide Media team again tomorrow. Good night and good news.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay. And the next thing is, please, could you not play with the kitchenware? Jackson was kind enough to let us meet in here on very short notice, despite—
Careful, the oven. I'm baking for tomorrow.
Right. Sorry. Now.
And put the chairs back when you're done.
Of course. Our apologies, Jackson.
Why are we in the kitchen instead of one of the labs?
I thought this was a science base now. Isn't that what you've been lecturing us about for the last few months?
That's a point. That's on the agenda. Jackson, I'll let you step up
I thought we'd be welcoming our colleagues from the nearside bases by this time, though I'm not necessarily complaining. I've read some of their publications.
That's not fair, Jules. When I shared Andy's last Prissy, you were quite complimentary.
Lab 2 was almost ready. The tunnel lining is set, and we're holding pressure. We should be able to move in before long. And everyone knows why we can't use Lab 1.
But it is safe to work in there with environmental suits, of which we have 3.
I'm working on the decontamination.
Nobody's blaming you, Chris.
It was their experiment.
And it was your hedgehogs that couldn't stay in their enclosure.
All right, damn it! Jackson, I am sorry about your counter. I'll fix that. Since y'all asked so nicely, everything's advancing in regards to the master plan. Freehold Moon, Meep, whatever we're calling it these days. It's taken some time to get our own base in order, what with the cleanup and digging deeper and starting to wake a few more people while avoiding the dicey ones. You know what I'm saying? Specialization, cooperation, communication. It's all gonna come together.
That is fair, Wilder, but we expected things to come together more quickly than they have. No criticism on this base, but Michelle and Zhang have been on the near side for 3 months now. We've shared all of our progress and information.
And all we've got from them so far are excuses. Sorry, Dr. J.
As Amal says.
Delays have been reported from Base Gamma, particularly in their revival schedule. But there are also additional challenges. Roger had quite a time getting started here, even with my assistance.
But it's not as if they had to reinvent the process.
I should also note that Officer Langlois...
Officer?
I thought Michelle wasn't using...
Officer Maria Langlois. She has expressed serious concerns...
In language that would make the mining crew blush.
...as to a number of security risks that she sees in the plan.
She'd know about security risks.
We're asking a lot of her.
And there was a security risk here. One of us.
Shit. Yeah.
Work to be done. Work to be done. Tumnus, you think we should keep going the way things are?
I think they deserve more time.
Wilder?
Oh, I don't know. When Michelle headed out, I was about 50% sure he just wanted to watch the world burn, but he's kept reporting back and doing his part. I don't know his sister, other than her gift for profanity, but who else have we got right now? We gotta give him a chance.
We've got to give them a chance. For now, we stick to the plan. When we're ready, really ready, hopefully, they're ready too.
Whatever you say, boss. You're gonna be in charge of keeping things going soon enough.
Wilder, not this again.
Not what? What else haven't you told us?
God damn it! I've told you everything you... I've been bringing this up for a while now. Our power levels dip every time we switch off to the polar arrays, and I'm pretty sure that's because no one's been up there doing maintenance since who knows when, before the shutdown. That wasn't a big deal when we were the last base. But now, somebody's got to check the wiring and fix a bunch of busted panels. And that somebody is me.
It doesn't have to be you.
It does if things are going to get done right.
Moonbase Gamma has their repair crew.
And we all decided we're giving them more time.
We all decided?
You know what I mean. They need time. But we all need power.
What about Base Zeta?
Apparently, that's way down the list. The North Pole is closer. Plus, maybe I'll get to meet the moon's Santa Claus.
Wilder!
Couldn't we, wake up another...
I came here for a good time, and I'm feeling so attacked right now. This is what I'm doing. None of you have the authority to shut me down, so let's move on. Tumnus, what's next on the agenda?
Well, to follow up on Jackson's suggestion...
What did I just say?
The next item to discuss is more crew revivals. When they're ready on the other side, we need to be ready for crew redistribution. Our mining crew, including Supervisor Pafnuti, are scheduled to move to the nearside bases. Medic Chin will be assigned to Base Delta. And at the same time, we need to make space for additional science crew from bases Epsilon, Delta...
And Moonbase Gamma.
Yes, Edwin. No one is forgetting your protege.
I've got one more name to add for revival. Mitvet. Harold Mitvet.
All right.
For real now?
I need someone with more, expertise in crop growth. There's so much more information in the files that Addie brought up. Elena's files. And I've got notes from Ashwini. Dr. Ray. It's all too... We can make it happen, but we need him.
I've consulted with Medic Pacey. I believe we can treat the agriculturalist's previous respiratory distress using the nanobots, as we did with Wilder, and as we are now, for Alexandra Bragado Fisher.
Yeah, that's added to the list. Someone ought to go check on Roger after this. Catch him up on things?
Is there anything else?
Sorry?
We do have 2 labs to recommission.
Yeah. We've all got stuff. I guess we're done. Remember, folks, we stick to the plan.
Thank you, Wilder.
Put the chairs back.
Edwin, come on. We need to get to those suits.
We stick to the plan. That's everything we got.
And muffins. Rhubarb and cinnamon. Rhubarb and
cinnamon. Tumnus, there's nothing new we can pick up on Earth?
Nothing we didn't already know. No one seems to be talking about the moon.
And we still can't talk back. Damn it.
Technically, we could send a line of sight signal from the nearside bases. But the only facilities that could receive from this distance are all owned by a corporation.
And we're nowhere near ready for a call like that.
We'll need to get ourselves ready.
Don't I know it, pal. But not tonight. That's right, Eliza. We're off the clock. Jackson, did I hear you say rhubarb?
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Our spotlight sponsor for this episode is Skylark Orthopedics. Skylark, our prosthetics are 100 times better and have lasers. Lasers may be metaphorical.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love.
The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Well, I wondered when I'd see you down here. You haven't kept up with your training, Michelle.
Things have been a little bit busy.
You read the stuff your folks sent over. You gotta keep up on muscle mass, supplements, exercise. You know the drill.
I know the drill. I'm here.
Then you'll be down here every night, or I'll know the reason why.
Sure.
What do you mean,
sure?
What? I said sure.
I know what you mean with that sure. I've known you all my life, baby bro.
What are you talking about?
You're gonna clean this up before they get home?
Sure.
Don't let them check the license code. I had to fake it. Sure. When I cook, you do the dishes?
Sure.
I just said sure. Can we let this...
Tu ne mourras pas!
Bon sang, Maria!
Get up, you're okay. The weight bench is padded. You can rest your tender ass and work your lats at the same time.
Fine.
Sure. I'll give you sure.
Balder, give me patience.
You're still on with that Asatru bullshit?
12.
You didn't extend the whole way. That rep doesn't count.
12. 13.
Sure. You can't fool me, little bro. You're an unencrypted file to your sis. Always have been.
Look, I'm doing my reps.
Damn right you are. We're gonna keep this all together. I read through their plans, top to bottom, every goddamn paragraph, every medical report. I worked hard for this body. I fought my way out of stasis for this body. I paid good money for this body. We are gonna do anything it takes to keep ourselves together.
Then pourquoi is it?
De quoi tu parles?
You know what I'm talking about. You read the plan, and every call you say, we've got this, we're almost there with the plan. But I'm here, and I see you dragging your heels. Okay, we had to fix the place up, deactivate all the traps you'd set up around the base.
Can't be too careful.
We had to clean out the vents because somebody stuffed them full of potatoes at some point.
Forgot about those myself. I could have used them when I was...
Jong overhauled the rovers. I had to pry McGurk off his microphone before I could even call back to Theta. And then we spent our time making excuses and going around about which base is going to get priority. I'm surprised Wilder hasn't shown up at our airlock by now.
Your buddies write good notes, but they don't get strategy. They don't understand that we've got to know who we can trust before that next step.
That's not fair. They've taken your advice. Tumnus told me...
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about security risks with an AI on your planning committee.
We don't work for security anymore. They're the ones who left us here.
I didn't mean security with a big S. I meant...
You're a big S. You're the biggest S on the moon.
Big fucking S. You got me, baby bro. Biggest S on the moon over here.
If you don't want to do this, I'll talk to them. I'll figure it out. But you have to tell me.
I never said... Michelle, I'm in. Hell, it's the only game left to play.
Well, then why...
But I'm only playing, as nice as I am, because it's you. I'm in this for you, not your pals on Theta. When this plan is done and dusted, I've still got some scores to settle.
Maria, listen, I wasn't so great over there. They had reasons to...
Hey, maybe you weren't a saint.
You don't know. I did some really... J'étais affreuse.
It's still you and me against the world. I'm not letting you down this time. I'm on your side.
So are they.
If you say so.
So, we're gonna start waking more people up?
I'd let you wake people up. We woke up McGurk.
Oh, right, your best friend McGurk.
They said communication is a priority, and he's my comms guy. What do you want?
Sure.
I am gonna give you such a noogie every time you say sure.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I do. Come here.
Hey. What?
Oh, sorry, did you need something down there?
Nobody needs anything, McGurk. Well, my baby bro needs a bruising, but that is my business.
Ha. I just thought I heard my name.
You're not supposed to have ears in the gym anyway.
Right. Bye now.
We've got McGurk. John woke up what's-her-name on beta. They're out getting the other bases ready with that setup your AI sent over.
She doesn't like...
We're revving up our engines. You can tell Wilder that it's all gonna get done.
They haven't been pushing yet. Too much.
I've got a half dozen unread memos from Dr. Edwin Just. I'm no big fan of Dr. Kashyap, but I guess it gets her out of my hair.
Yeah. I'm imagining Roger and Wilder... The whole base full of science bros.
Well, it's probably their best idea. The mechas never took it far enough. I mean, sure, like, Alpha had the admins, Epsilon had the biggest gardens, Zeta had mining. But they all could have done a lot more. It's good to specialize. It helps your crew to have a focus.
I don't remember anyone saying. Do we know what Base Gamma's gonna be?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was something in the notes about getting our repair crew up and running. We'll see. I've got my own idea to throw into the mix.
Oh. Yeah?
I think Base Gamma needs to be the war room.
Oh.
Someone's gonna notice we're up and moving again before too long.
I guess so.
And I don't think they'll be too happy. You with me?
Maria, there's a call-in from Zhang. They're at Base Delta. Something weird about the crew names.
Corporate bullshit, I'm sure. I'm coming! Finish your reps. I've got this.
Sure.
I heard that. Just you wait. You're with me, baby bro.
Sure. Computer, record a message, my private encryption. It's going to Tumnus on Moonbase Theta. First, tell Wilder things are okay with Maria. We had a big talk. We're gonna start the revivals. She's all in. I found a server and installed the code you sent me with. I think there's something wrong with it. The install looked okay. It started running and the camera clicked on and off again, but then the screen went all wavy and crashed. Then it rebooted and the same thing happened. And then it booted up again, and the same. After a few more repetitions, I cut the power. Do you have any idea what's going wrong? Don't mention it to Maria. Not yet. She's not going to be a fan. How's he been doing? Don't ask. Don't mention me. Just if you know something.
You know, you don't have to stay here. Those nanobots will know if anything changes before Alex does. Vitals are stable. He's holding a medical stasis. Blood pressure is normal for current body temperature. Cardiac reconstruction has advanced in both ventricular cavities. It's going slowly, but that's as expected. They're breaking down some serious scar tissue. The nanobots tasked to his other functions, blood chemistry, muscular stimulation, cell hydration, they're all on task. He's got the best chance possible. Probably better than you, if you don't spend more time in your own bed. And then sitting with me to talk some of this out. You've missed your last three appointments. We're taking care of Alex. You have got to take care of Alex's husband.
you came here. For me. All of this, everything that happened, it's me. He was happy before. He had his job and the girls and his garden. He had so much.
I'm guessing it wasn't enough without you. Gods only know the reason why. I've got to get back to the infirmary. Walk with me?
No. Not yet.
Don't make me send Wilder. Take care, Roger.
I am taking care. We were at Cecilia Meireles in translation because you know what my Portuguese does to poetry. I have phases like the moon, phases to hide myself, phases to walk the street, perdition, perdition. I have phases of being yours and others of being solitary, phases which come and go in the secret calendar invented for me by an arbitrary astrologer. And melancholy goes round and round its interminable timetable. I don't connect with anyone. I have phases like the moon. A day that someone is mine is not the day that I am theirs. And when that day does arrive, the other has disappeared.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, Lehman Kessler, Cole Burkhart, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, David S. Deer, Hazel Stopp, Dallas Wheatley, Cass McPhee, Kat Blackard, Shireen Lonnie Yunez, and Teddy Hannah Drullard. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Tchaikovsky. Looking for more great audio fiction? Check out The Tower, an experimental audio drama podcast series about friendship, identity, an individual's place in the world, and our relationship with our past.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in, and we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur? Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're
here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome. Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.